the dental revolution that's sweeping the nation.
It is a public good.
It is a public institution. Institution.
It's about whole body health, and now it's gone global. Join the movement at ddsradio.com and follow the show to better dental and overall health. This is the Dr. Shoup Show. Don't forget that website, ddsradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, hello, everybody. It is great to have you here. Thank you very much for choosing to join me again. You know, this is where you come to become a smarter, more savvy, certainly more informed dental, medical, health, nutrition, you name it. You're going to be smarter and know about it before anybody else does. And if you are new to the program, we'd love to have you here. Thank you very much. Get yourself a cup of coffee, have a seat, relax. What we do here is that we first go down the hallway and take our seat in Dental School 101. Today we're going to talk about something that actually happened to me with a patient just this past week. If you have a denture or a partial, and you certainly would like to upgrade it, but you hate the thought of throwing away all that time, effort, and money that you have invested in what you already have, let me give you some good news. I'm going to tell you all about how you can certainly upgrade what you have, make things fit better, perform better, function better. You'll love them more and more and more without having to start all over again. Actually made this young lady's day when I told her that she didn't have to do all that good stuff. Our second thing that we do is called Ask the Expert. And my team and I are actually having to split up this week because there's two incredibly important meetings that happen to be scheduled at the very same weekend. I'm going to tell you about my trip to California, my team's trip to Orlando, Florida. I'll tell you all about what we intend to go learn. And then obviously when we come back, I'll tell you what we did learn after we come back here. And you get to meet my good friend, Carol. Now, she and I have a lot in common, one of which is she also goes on Africa adventures, but that's not what brought her to the office. She's going to give you the backstory, fill you in on all the details, and we'll swap, Jungle Book stories with you because we love what happens over there, and it's incredibly cool. So Carol will tell you all the great details. But first, do you ever wonder sometimes, do kids really pay attention and listen? Well, actually, I've got some data that shows they really do. I'm going to tell you all about it right now.
Time to go under the microscope
and read the news.
Well, you know what? We oftentimes wonder, do all of our advices and admonitions and best wishes for kids fall on deaf ears or not? And actually, they do not. You know, you always look for me to bring things out of the news, out of the research that maybe don't seem connected, but they do. And I'll tell you about a milestone that happened just about 2 weeks ago. In the United States, the U.S. consumer consumed for the very, very, very first time more bottled water than they did bottled soda. It was a tipping point in the entire process. This is why you have folks like Pepsi Cola and you have people like Coca-Cola that are jumping absolutely headfirst into the deep end, no pun intended, yes there was, deep end of bottled water, because they see the handwriting on the wall, they see the trends in purchasing of the U.S. consumer, and this past 2 months ago, it was the tipping point where the Coca-Cola company and the Pepsi Cola sold more of their bottled water than they sold of their soft drink products in total. It's amazing. So let's kind of look at why is this happening, which brings us to the piece of data and research about, do kids really listen or not? Check this out. Health warning labels can steer teens away from sugary drinks, a new study suggests. The average teen in the United States consumes at least one sugar-sweetened beverage every day, which could account for more than twice the recommended daily serving of sugar. Dr. Roberto, who was the lead on this, is an associate professor of medical ethics and health policy at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine in Philadelphia. That's where all this research came out of, University of Medicine, School of Medicine in Philadelphia. Here's what Dr. Roberto says. The rate of sugar consumption in the U.S. is astounding and contributes significantly to obesity, type 2 diabetes, and other dangerous and costly health conditions. You and I have talked about this for years on the program. I'm glad the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine is coming up to speed with what you and I already know. This is great. Here's what they did. An online survey was used to assess the hypothetical beverage selections of 2,000 youngsters between the ages of 12 to 18, the drinks that were hypothetically presented to these kids had either no label or one of five health warning labels. One label featured calorie content, and four labels carried variations of a written warning that sugary beverages contribute to obesity, type 2 diabetes, and tooth decay. So they, on this online hypothetical survey, they presented these kids with a beverage that had no label on it, one that just said, calorie count, and the other ones had health warnings to it. While 77% of the participants said they would select a sugary drink if there was no warning label, participants were anywhere from 8 to 16% less likely to select the sugary drink, which bore a message that the study found. The warning labels helped raise teens' awareness of health risks of sugary drinks, and the study authors noted 62% of the participants said they would support a warning label policy for sugary drinks. So here's what's happening. The media, you and I being on the air, you and I having conversations at home, you and I talking about these things, whether it be radio, whether it be television, whether it be the internet, warning labels, all of this is actually starting to soak in. Kids are indeed listening to the warnings. They're listening to the admonitions of all of us here that are trying to steer people away from these sugary drinks. How do we know it's working? Because of the tipping point. The soft drink industry is selling less and less sugary drinks, more and more water. So we know the message that gets out there works. That's where you take these two entirely separate, disparate pieces of information and data, and you put them together, and then voila, they make sense. So this is the incredible fun thing that I get to do, to bring you this information. So I'm asking you, keep up the good work. Keep selecting water as opposed to, you know, the 12-pack or the 24-pack of the Coca-Cola Classic or any of those other sugary drinks. Be sure that you include things like sport drinks. Be sure that you include things like energy drinks. When you think about this, let's go to water. Let's go away from all the sugary stuff. Now, boy, I feel better. Thank you very much. Up next, you know, you do not have to throw away all of your well-functioning dental work simply if you want an upgrade. It's a great way for dentists to make a lot of money, but it's a crummy way for you to have to reinvest in something you've already invested in. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you how you get to avoid all that right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. Microscopic dentist by day, relentless researcher by night, worldwide leader in dental and overall health commentary, day in and day out.
That is a great idea.
Those are the only kind I have.
He is Dr. Randy Shoup, and this is the Dr. Shoup Show. Online at ddsradio.com.
Well, it's so good to have you here. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it. And I want to tell you a story about a lovely lady that came in to visit me about a week ago. And here's the situation. She had an upper denture. And if for those of you that don't have upper dentures, that means that there were no top teeth at all. And the whole top was all plastic and plastic teeth. And she was tired of it moving around. She was tired of it coming loose. She was tired of using the glue adhesive stuff that you buy at the drugstore. And so she wanted to have an upgrade, but she had kind of some limitations in terms of budget. And she came to me and she said, "What can we do? Because every dentist that I've gone to wants me to switch over and have implants, but they tell me I have to have my denture replaced. I have to just chuck this one and have a brand new one built from the ground up." She said, "This one's only about 3 years old. I really, really, really like it. It's really pretty. It has the best smile that I've ever had. And I hate the thought of having to start over again." So that got me thinking about how I could help her and not have her have to throw something away that she liked, that was working, that was functional, and have her start over not only from a time and a trouble and an effort point of view, but also from an expense point of view, because these things become pricey after a while. So I put my thinking cap on. I came in to have a couple of consultations with my good friend, Dr. Jay Beagle, who does all of my implant work for me. We've had Jay here on the program before. We've talked to him at length about anything and everything associated with implants. And we came up with a program, a formula, a way of actually putting implants in and utilizing the denture that she likes. And that got me thinking about how I could explain this to you, because it's rather technical. And I thought, well, heck fire. You guys are as sharp as anybody out there. You are used to the conversations that we normally have. So I'm going to tell you how we can do something. If you go to the right dentist, they should be able to do something pretty doggone clever for you to help you out. Now, let's start with a little background here. For those of you that aren't maybe as up to speed on the various sorts of dental prostheses that you might have to play with. So there's the full denture. Completely, you don't have any teeth at all. You make an upper plate and a lower plate. It replaces all the teeth. That's called a full denture. If you have a few teeth scattered around, you've got a few on the top, you've got a few on the bottom, and you're not taking those out, then you have the teeth that come in and out, and they usually have little hooks and clasps on them. Very commonly, they have like a metal framework that's shiny silver. If you're really, really fancy, it's shiny gold, and it goes in and kind of snaps over top of your existing teeth. That's what holds it into place, and those are called partials or partial dentures. And so you have one or the other of these, and they function really in ideal circumstances awfully, awfully well. But here's the problem. Over time, the ridges where the teeth used to be will shrink away. The gum tissue will change shape. If you pick up weight or lose weight, your mouth does that as well, and so things won't fit well. These things get tired. They go in and out and in and out and in and out, and the little clasps and the hooks that are on the partials, they wear, and so they're not as tight anymore. And so people oftentimes get very frustrated, and so they go to the drugstore and they buy Fix-A-Dent or Polygrip or any of those adhesives. And if you have ever used those adhesives and you wind up using more and more and more of it over time, you will testify that the stuff is pretty daggone yucky. It doesn't taste really well, really good at all, and it oozes out. You eat it. All the things that they tell you on the commercial actually really do happen to these folks that are using this material. And so what do we try to do to help these folks? What did I do to help the gal that came in who really liked her denture? It aesthetically really was pleasing for her, and it wasn't very old. I'll tell you. You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I am your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and we're talking about retrofitting something that you have now, a denture or a partial, that you've invested good money in. It really is serving you well, and you hate the idea, the thought of chucking it away and just throwing all that money and effort down, you know, in the garbage disposal or in the trash can, and instead having to start over. So here's what we did. In today's world, you can place implants in somebody's mouth that are size specific for the location you want to put it in and then the job you want the implant to do. It used to be that one size fit all. When you went to get an implant, it was just the implant. Then implant companies started saying, well, let's make various sizes. Okay, we'll make a small, a medium, and a large. Mama bear, papa bear, baby bear. And then the implant companies started changing the design. Well, listen, if I want this implant to hold a crown on top of it, it should be shaped differently and act differently if I want it to be a support system for a partial or whatever. So now in today's world, if you go to people that know what the heck they're doing and know what they're talking about, and you say, this is the spot I want the implant and this is the job I want the implant to do, we select specifically the implant, the size, the shape, the length, everything that fits that specific job. So here's the tricky part that what we did. We calculated how much room we had under the denture and under the partial. And we then calculated how much room were we going to need in order to make all the little gadgets that snapped onto the implant. And lo and behold, guess what? We had enough room if we moved the implant from where we ideally would have liked to have put it over to where it was right underneath one of the teeth. You don't want the implant coming up where the pink plastic is. You want the implant coming up right where the teeth were. And that was the tricky part. How do you translate that information over to Jay? Well, we figured out how to do it. So here's what we did. We took the existing upper denture that she had, that she loved the smile, she loved everything. We calculated where we wanted the implant to go, and so we sent her over to Jay with this guide that would take the place of where her denture sits, and he knew then exactly where he wanted the implant to go, and so we made a little pilot hole, zip, and he put the implant in precisely the right spot. She had, down below, she'd retained most all of her front teeth, and she had a molar on either side, but there was this partial, the thing with the clasps and the hooks that came in and out, in and out. And she was really tired of that thing coming loose all the time and having to be tightened. So we did the exact same thing on the lower, except right in the middle of where the partial parts were. We dropped a smaller, tinier, daintier implant in there to act as a support foundation. And lo and behold, we retrofitted underneath her existing partial. Now, here's the great thing. It is absolutely stable. Your upper partial or your lower denture or whatever combination you have will be rock solid. They don't tip. They don't rock. They don't come loose. They don't shift around and pinch you. They actually give you a much more real feel of biting and chewing like you did with teeth. The denture and the partials never come out on their own. You have to literally reach in there, grab them, and tug them to come loose, to come out. They never come out in the middle of a meal. They never come out if you laugh or if you cough or sneeze or sing or anything. They stay exactly where they're supposed to be. There are no more sore spots. Sore spots happen when the denture or the partial rubs up and down because it's loose and it's not sitting where it should sit. If you keep it rock solid where it should be, there are no sore spots. She could chew and eat and do anything she wanted, and it was absolutely comfortable. It was absolutely pain-free. She loved it. And by putting implants in, it gives a signal to your body that says, hey, we can't dissolve away any of this jawbone anymore. We've got to keep the jawbone here so your facial features stay nicer. All of the rest of your dental stuff stays better because the bone is not melting away where the teeth are gone. And then the biggest plus for them was they never, ever, 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 ever went without teeth. And nobody knew that they were having it done because they looked exactly the same as when they came in. They loved what they had. They loved how they looked. Therefore, we simply just snuck the implants in underneath their original denture and partial. We retrofitted it so nobody was the wiser. So if you go to the right people and if you find dentists that are clever enough, they can save you a ton of money. They can save you a massive amount of effort and work. They can save you huge amounts of time in appointments to the office, and nobody will be the wiser that you have done it. You'll never be socially out of the loop or anything like that. That's the beauty of being able to calculate and figure out how to retrofit implants underneath existing dentures and partials. So there you have it. Now, up next, my whole team and I are scattering across the country to cover all of these important meetings where we bring you all the information that we talk about on the show. I'm going to tell you where we're all going, the four points of the compass, right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at dtsradio.com. This is the Dr. Shoup Show. You need to take the step into the dental future.
Time circuits on.
Go to dtsradio.com and make plans to think differently about the dental industry. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Can't complain about my CC.
Well, everybody, I am so happy and glad that you are here. Thank you very, very much for taking the time to tune in, be with me, because this is where you are going to hear things you are never going to hear anywhere else. You're going to learn information that is available no other source whatsoever. I always want you to go to the website at ddsradio.com. All of the information is archived for you. All you have to do is go back and play old programs. Everything is there. We've set it up for as a resource, as a depository for information and knowledge that you have at hand 24/7. So thank you for being here. Use us as a source. Use us as a resource. And if worst case scenario, jump on the internet, send me an email, give my office a call. If you have any topic you want me to cover, any particular facet of health, nutrition, medicine, just healthy living, dentistry, anything, let me know and we'll certainly cover it. I want you to know I'm terribly conflicted because two of my favorite conventions, conferences, meetings that happen each year happen to be scheduled exactly on the same weekend in 2016. You know, we've talked about it before. There's a meeting called the AAOSH, American Academy of Oral and Systemic Health, AAOSH, called AOSH. And it is absolutely one of my favorite meetings. It talks about all the things that no other dental meeting talks about. It talks about the health connection, periodontal disease, inflammation, blood tests, DNA, the whole gamut. And the second meeting that is really one of my absolute, I mean, this, my heart is in this organization. It's called the ABD, Academy of Biomimetic Dentistry. And this year in particular, we're doing a joint meeting. The ABD is the American, North American version of this biomimetic dentistry movement that I'm so heavily involved with. We're bringing over everybody from Europe. The European faction is called bioemulation, and that's their terminology for the same things that we're doing. And so there's going to be from worldwide everybody that's in the biomimetic, bioemulation, minimally invasive world is going to be congregating in Los Angeles, and I absolutely can't miss that. So here's what we're going to do. I'm sending my team to Orlando to the AOSH meeting, and that is where they're going to go down and pick up all the information that's periodontally oriented. Well, let me tell you about the meeting. It's really pretty cool. Their focus is primarily nutrition. How do you become a healthier human being? How do you eat better? How do you stay more nourished and stay away from all of the foods that are really bad fuel for your body? They talk at length about sleep apnea. How do we diagnose it? How do we treat it? The damage that sleep apnea, that's when you quit breathing when you snore. How does all the damage that it does to your body? We talk about DNA testing. There's a few offices around that actually test the DNA of the bacteria that's causing your cavities or causing your gum disease so that we specifically target how to kill them and get them to no longer wreak havoc on you and your circulatory system. We talk at length about what's called the oral systemic health. That's how these bugs, these periodontal pathogens, get into your bloodstream and they screw up your endocrine system, that screws up your insulin, it screws up your heart, it causes you to run the risks of having strokes. I told you about how Sharon, my hygienist, and I went down there and then took the what's called Bale and Doneen, that's Dr. Bale and Dr. Doneen, preceptorship on the oral systemic health about gum disease. We talked about all that. At the meeting, you can have your carotid arteries ultrasound and so that you can see if there's any plaque or anything in your arteries, how healthy your arteries are. This is the meeting you go to learn all of that information, and I love going to this meeting, but I can't make it because there's a huge conflict. So all of my team packing up, going down to this meeting, spending two full intense days, four members, 2 days. They should pick up about anything and everything that is available at the AOSH meeting. And so that's where we're splitting our team, and half of them are headed for Orlando, Florida. You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I'm your host, Dr. Randy Shoup. We're talking about how we are having to divide and conquer in order to cover all of the important meetings and find all of the important information. And so I'm going to be headed to Los Angeles. And in Los Angeles is the Academy of Biomimetic Dentistry meeting. And then we're doing a joint meeting with the European version, which is called bioemulation. They mimic the biology of the human body. And this is where we learn about and we all get together and talk about the ultra-conservative treatments, about not ever doing a crown, not ever grinding your tooth down to a little nub and putting a crown or a cap on it ever again. The technology that we have, the material that we have, the know-how that we possess, the skills that we have honed, all have led us, and there's probably grand total in the world, 400 of us and so forth, and it's about 200 in the U.S., about 200 in Europe. There's maybe a few more than that at this stage of the game, but that's roughly it. And so this is where we also look at the really important step of sterilizing your tooth. Once you clean out all the old cavity, once you clean out all the old restorations that have been leaking for years, and once you clean out all the fractures that are all running down through your tooth because of the old mercury silver fillings, we sterilize the teeth. I sterilize them in my place with ozonated water, ozone gas, and then we seal the tooth, what's called immediate dentin sealing, and that's where you take a really, really strong resin material that actually soaks into your tooth, just like water soaks into the ground or tea soaks into a stain on your countertop. This stuff soaks into the tooth and then seals it so the bacteria can never penetrate down inside your tooth ever again. This is where we talk about all that. And I can't miss this. I have to be there. This is where they present all of the most recent research. I'm being asked to present this year like I usually am asked to present because I'm the guy that comes to the table because I use the restorative microscope. I do most of my dental work through a surgical microscope that goes up to an insanely high 22 power microscope, which is big if you know anything about microscopes. And we do inlays and onlays. The other thing that I bring to the table is using air abrasion. I've told you, I have this little teeny tiny itsy bitsy miniature sandblaster, and I can sandblast the cavities off of your tooth. I can sandblast old fillings out of your tooth and not use a drill. And it is truly a skill set. You certainly absolutely have to have the right equipment. You have to have the right training and know-how. But once you have those things, I can teach you. I can teach other dentists, and I do, how to utilize this equipment. And the wonderful thing from your vantage point, you the consumer, you the patient, is that 99 times out of 100, it doesn't require you to get a shot and get numbed up. I can clean out this old stuff and put your tooth back together, and it is painless. It feels like you're simply having a little puff of air or a breeze across your tooth, not having it a big drill drop down in the middle of it. And so those are usually painful things, and we try to avoid those. And then certainly one of the things that we've really been working on and developing and expanding is the use of these very small woven Kevlar fibers that we place down inside your tooth, and it acts like a support girder. It acts like an infrastructure. It builds the integrity of the inside of your tooth back, so that when you go back then, after the restoration has been placed in your tooth has regained probably 90% of its original strength and integrity. And then the other thing that I'm doing is I'm, like I told you, I have one of the seven periometers that are out in the world, and I'm doing the beta testing. And what we're finding is as we take a tooth and test it and test the tooth's integrity, how strong is the tooth, how durable is the tooth, and then we disassemble the tooth, we take it apart, we put the tooth back together with these techniques with fibers and immediate dentin sealing and using the air abrasion and the microscope, and then we restore the tooth with inlays and onlays rather than with crowns, we're finding is that these teeth go back to almost certainly greater than 90% of their original strength and integrity. So it's almost like you've grown a new tooth. It's not like you have a fragile, careful with this one, don't chew croutons on it kind of a tooth. You have a strong, robust tooth. So that is the whole constellation of things at the ABD meeting, which I absolutely positively have to be there. So dividing and conquer, we go all over the place just to bring knowledge and education back to you, and I'm happy to do it. Now, up next, she goes to Africa on adventures as well, but that's not what got us together. She'll tell you the backstory right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at DTSradio.com. When Dr. Randy Shoup started this radio show several years ago, his producer thought, no way can he invite a new listener to give their testimony every week on the program. And yet, the Uncle Randy fans just keep coming.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dr. Shoup. I'm not out of the woods yet, but I've come a long ways in the last 4 weeks.
Now, over 6 years later, every week, new fans join the doc to tell of the true new dental world they never knew existed. Start your journey today at DDSradio.com. Listen, read, then call his office. This is the Dr. Shoup Show. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it's great to have you here. Thank you very, very much. And as you all know, this is probably one of my most fun things I do all week. I get to have a conversation with a good friend of mine. You get to eavesdrop. You get to listen in on our conversation. And I have my good buddy Carol with me on the line. Carol, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
This is the, for Carol, you and I know, but my listeners don't know, you just got back from an adventure in South Africa. You went to Kruger National Park. You did all kinds of cool stuff. How was it?
Oh, it is an amazing, amazing country. The people are very, very friendly and, for the most part, happy. There are some issues, of course, like all countries have. But getting to see that up close and personal was an absolute lifetime opportunity.
And you'd not been before. This was your first trip, right?
This was my very first trip. I had the pleasure of going with someone who'd been there 6 times. So it was really nice to have that experience.
And before you went, here's the funny thing that I think for me, and I've tried to, you know, explain to the folks that listen to the program, until you go, I don't care how many National Geographic TV shows you watch or how many, you know, lions taking down until you're there and you see it, it's hard to appreciate it. Did you find that was the same way?
Oh, absolutely. It was above and beyond anything I had ever pretended to imagine, like you say, watching the nature shows and that. And to get up there like that and see it firsthand, experience it like that, it was just phenomenal.
It is so cool. You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I'm your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and I've got my good friend Carol on the line with me, who's also a safari adventurer like I like to do, and so that's pretty cool. But you and I originally met via dentistry when your husband came in, and he was kind of the guinea pig. You were going to decide if he survived, then it might be, you know, you might give the little bald headed guy a chance. So but your husband had a really kind of a home run outcome, didn't he?
Oh my gosh, he had a grand slam. You did
well,
amazing things with it. Was fantastic, Randy. I mean, just amazing.
Well, and it's so fun to make these sorts of transformations because it was. And I don't want to overstate it, but he was on a path that was really not going to be good and healthy for him, and it really changed a lot for him.
It did. I mean, he has the best smile. He had a great smile when we met. Way back. I'm not saying how long ago.
Don't say.
Yes, he was, and his smile is just brilliant now, and everybody loves his smile.
How cool is that? Well, now it's your turn. You decided that we ought to do some things together, and one of them was you wanted me to get some things done. We looked together because you thought, well, if I'm heading halfway around the globe, let's not have any emergencies while I'm gone. So we put out some fires. And how did that go?
It was really, really good because then I could go and enjoy myself. I had 3 really concerns in my mouth that you took care of. And I'm just so grateful for that because I got to go and enjoy this fabulous trip and know that I was going to be all right.
Yay! Yeah, but, you know, that issue is really an important point because, you know, there are so many people that are running around with this tooth has been broken for a while, or this one has a hole in it, or this one kind of feels a little sketchy from time to time. But, you know, I've got this wedding that I'm going to, or, hey, we've got a big family vacation planned or whatever. And invariably, those things choose to break or go south or flare up when you're in the midst of these. And I want to applaud you for doing the smart thing. You came in, we looked at like 3 things that were really, you didn't want to let this go. We fixed them, and you had total peace of mind as you went on your trip, and your trip just went brilliantly. And so I applaud you for doing that because a lot of people don't. And so if folks are listening and you've got those kind of pending things, you might want to reconsider before the next big event happens. And so thank you very much for doing that.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm aging now too. And so my
whole
premise.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. But that's okay. And it's like, for myself, for my health in the future, I knew that I had to do something with getting my gums under control and and getting my teeth repaired, because, you know, those all lead to other things. It's not just your teeth you're worried about. It's your heart. It's everything that's all connected.
Oh, my goodness. You are just absolutely the best person on the whole planet. I mean, yeah, we talk about that with people all the time, and you're wonderful to remember that and to have that soak in. It makes me feel good that my message is getting out there. That's great. So now that we put out the fires, you went on your adventure, you came back, and we're starting to finish things up. Tell me where we're going with everything. Tell the listeners how things are going for you.
Well, we worked really, really hard the other day. You and Lisa were amazing, and you got in there and fixed my whole upper left side. And I can smile now because I had one of those broken teeth.
Yes.
And now I can smile again, and it's just such a good feeling.
Well, and of course.
It was a lot of work. I mean, you guys really worked hard, and it's like I'm amazed. You're an artist, and... These are my temporary ones right now, which the other ones, you put my new caps on later.
Sure.
And it's amazing. People would look at my smile now and think that was the end result.
But you're just sitting there in temporaries waiting for our final restorations to come back.
Yes. And it's amazing.
They don't
believe it. They're like, no, that's got to be the done thing. I said, no, it's not.
Well, that's terrific. Well, hey, listen, Carol, I know that you're getting ready to pack for a big trip, and you've been kind enough to carve out some time for me, and I won't take any more of your time. But thank you very much for sharing your story with my listeners. I know that somebody sitting out there goes, you know, yeah, I kind of probably don't want to wait any longer. And, you know, if it made sense for her, then it probably makes sense for me. Thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for letting me, and I just got to tell them, don't wait, because I'm now I'm kind of like, well, why didn't I just do this a few years ago?
Better late than never. So all's forgiven. We give absolution to everybody when they walk in the door, so it's all good.
Okay, well, you have a good day too, okay?
All right, Carol, thank you very much. Have a good trip. Enjoy it, and again, thank you very, very much.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
I appreciate everything you've done.
Oh, okay. It's my pleasure. I'll see you at the office next time.
You bet.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, kids. I tell you what, time flies when you're having fun and you get to meet good friends of mine like Carol. Love her to death and her husband. They are such cool people and they do cool things, and they certainly have come to that conclusion that it is better to take care of yourself sooner rather than later. And so maybe that resonates with you. And if so, find yourself somebody that knows how to do the things you want to do, or give us a call up at Microscope Dentistry by Shoup. I want you to know we are heavy duty in getting all of the details together for the KIND, Kind Kenya Initiative for New Dentistry 501c3, and we'll bring you more information as it develops. But until you and I have a chance to see each other next time, be sure to brush and floss.
Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, baby.